support begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Nurture and Support, a recommendation podcast. This is show 100. Mel and I decided that we were going to do something a little different for our 100th show. Thank you for any of you who have stuck through the all 100. Mel and I barely have.
So, I know it's been painful, y'all. Thank you.
But it builds character. So we inform and build character. So you think of all the character you've built. But we're going to have something we like to call recommendation madness, because Mel is such a huge sports fan and insisted that we do a NCAA tournament themed 100th show. We're going to take 64 of our recommendations over the past 100 shows. Actually, technically 60 from Mel and I, 30 each, and then we grabbed 4 other recommendations from some of our guests, and they're intermixed in the brackets too. So got lots of stuff from Mel and I and a couple from our guests as well. And we've set up a big tournament bracket, and we're going to have folks who've been on the show, folks that we want to get on the show, join us and help us kind of go through it. So we're going to be offering them up and having them pick them. These are all good recommendation. There are no losers. This is not a win or lose. It's just presented with these 2 recommendations. Which one would you most likely want to experience first? Everybody wins.
Yeah, because these are basically some of our favorites from everything that we've done. There are no losers. This was a very hard decision, everyone.
It was. And while I keep saying, you know, this isn't a competition, and this is all fun or whatever, as I looked through the brackets, I'm like, dang it, Mel's got like a lot of really good recommendations.
I'm going to win.
I'm in trouble here. So the other rule, and this will probably be a little bit easier for Mel than me, is there's no cheating involved. And so you can't like sell your recommendation really hard and then kind of undermine the other one, because that would be unfair. And we're not going to say who the recommendation's from. Obviously, certain themes you're going to pretty much know. I think if there's a cello recommendation, you're going to know where that came from. If there's an Alice Cooper recommendation, if you listen to the show, you probably know where that came from.
Round 1.
So anything else, Mel, you think, before we go ahead and get started?
I think we're good, because you're gonna have to explain all this sports stuff, because my official motto is blah, blah, sports. So this whole math thing going on here, folks, this is Kelly. I can't do this.
It'll be fine, and good news is we're going to have help. And speaking of help, we're going to have our first person. So there's typically like a north, south, east, west bracket in the tournament. I decided to kind of go Game of Thronesy for it. So this bracket here we're going to start with is the west bracket, and I'm calling it the Clegane bracket in terms of that. So we're going to do that one. And we are joined by future Nurture and Support guest, Kate Frost. Say hi to everybody, Kate.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, Melissa. I like you so much more hearing your analogy about sports and math. I very much can relate to your feelings there.
Thank you.
So this should be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is not building well, because we're about to embark on sports and math. And so, but all you really need to do is we're going to run. Kate's going to get a chance to go through 8 pairings here. So she's got the Clegane bracket, and she's going to just say which one she has a slight preference for, and saying, I'd probably do this one first. Again, no losers, all good recommendations. Okay. You're just picking the one you might want to do first.
Everybody's getting a participation ribbon, right?
Yes, they are. Yeah. Every recommendation already has a participation ribbon.
That's what's wrong with America!
Mike, behave yourself. By the way, we've doubted that break-in was from the who will soon be picking the King of the North bracket, Mike Bolinski, but we will get back to that character in a moment. All right, Kate. Kate, you want to share your Twitter handle for folks?
Yeah, sure. You can find me at KateFrost_Inc. And Kelly and I pretty much tweet every Monday some demotivational messages just to get your Monday going, or not going, as it were.
Drive it completely into the ground, mm-hmm. if possible.
Yes.
By the way, good, strong start to this Monday with your tweets, Kate. That was nice.
Oh, thank you.
Here we go. Matchup number 1. An album by Alice Cooper, Billion Dollar Babies, released in 1973 in a snakeskin wallet, with songs like No More Mr. Nice Guy, Elected, etc. And it is opposing A Walk in the Woods by Bill Bryson. This is a book. It's about a gentleman who is not particularly outdoorsy, but walks the Appalachian Mountains. The audio version of this book is particularly compelling and fun to listen to, so it's humorous and insightful, and there's a chapter dedicated to dealing with bears. So, Walk in the Woods or Billion Dollar Babies, Kate?
I'm going to go with Alice Cooper because I grew up, my parents were hippies, and I believe they've seen Alice Cooper in concert several times. So I'm going to go with that, even though I feel like the audio version sounds like the male version of Wild. Is Reese Witherspoon going to make that into a movie as well, or time that we know of?
No, they are actually making a movie, though.
It's already out. Robert Redford and Nick Nolte.
Oh, Nick Nolte. Wow.
Who plays the bear?
So, hey, don't make fun of Nick Nolte. That is one of the best celebrity mugshots ever.
Ever.
Truly goes down in history.
Okay, number two. This is another book, three books, a trilogy, The Broken Empire Trilogy by Mark Lawrence. Described as, it's a story about a charming, dangerous, and amoral boy who grows up to be a charming, dangerous, amoral man. It's fantasy, revenge and death, and an anti-hero story. So that's the Broken Empire Trilogy, which consists of a Prince of Thorns, King of Thorns, and Emperor of Thorns. And that is set up against Plagues and Pleasures of the Salton Sea, which is a documentary about the Salton Sea, which was at one point a resort town near Palm Spring, but the lake that surrounded it turned to salt, killed all the fish, and now the beaches are full of nothing but dead animals, and nothing can live there except scary people. So there's a documentary about the Salton Sea or the Broken Empire Trilogy.
I'm going to go with the Broken Empire Trilogy, although both sound like they'll make for a great book club read, and I'm just going to start drinking some wine in preparation.
I would recommend, particularly if you're going to visit the Salton Sea, drinking strongly encouraged.
Yes.
So the next matchup, Sid Meier's Alpha Centauri and Alien Crossfire, which is a turn-based strategy game. This is a computer game where you build up a faction to achieve global domination of a sentient fungus-infected planet. So there's Sid Meier's turn-based strategy, and you've got a sentient planet, and it's fungus-based.
Yes.
And so you've got Sid Meier's Alpha Centauri and Alien Crossfire versus Google Cardboard. Google Cardboard is virtual reality on the cheap. You can do a little fold-up cardboard thing, stick your phone in it, and you can pretend you're on a roller coaster with your friends.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go with Google Cardboard, probably because they're words that I understand, as you used in the descriptor, versus the first one, which felt like I was about to take a test that I didn't study for. So I'm going to go with Google.
There's a choice coming up here that's going to speak to you, I think.
Right.
And this is the Clegane bracket, so you'll see why even at the end. But
yeah.
The next one up, the AeroPress by Arobi. And so the AeroPress is a single-serve coffee mechanism that basically you can kind of load it. Oh, you're familiar?
Yes.
Okay. So the AeroPress or A Trip to the Moon, a 1905 silent movie, the first science fiction movie ever that tells a story of men being sent to the moon.
But wait, the black and white or color version?
The black and white version, although there is a colorized version available for A Trip to the Moon, believe it or not.
It makes a difference, trust me.
Does it? Wow. Well, based on that information, Michael, I feel like I've got to go with your recommendation. Number two, sir.
Trip to the Moon. The next one is Harper's Island. Harper's Island was a television series, a single run, single season, and that was intentional. 1 to 5 murders every episode. It was a murder mystery with 25 suspects. So
Harper's, it was in Camden?
No, it was in Harper's Island, Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Bracket encroacher you. So Harper's Island or the Parrot AR Drone 2.0. So the Parrot AR Drone 2.0, quadcopter, high-definition camera, good range of about 900 feet altitude. So the AR Drone 2.0 Elite Edition in camouflage or Harper's Island?
I'm going to go with Harper's Island.
All righty. Next one up. You got three more to go here. Rat Queens. Rat Queens, which is a story about booze-guzzling, death-dealing battle maidens for hire. It's a comic.
Oh, my kind of ladies.
It's kind of some tart-ass ladies comic book. Really awesome. And versus archive.org MSS DOS edition. So all of the old MS DOS games are available for free on archive.org, so you can go play all of the old DOS games.
Wow.
So archive.org or Rat Queens?
I've got to go with archive.org. That's pretty high tech. Sorry to sell out my girls like that.
That was a hard choice. It was a really hard choice.
Probably not the popular choice.
It's not about popular or right or wrong.
I'm super pro kick-ass women, but Oregon Trail was a great game.
And Kate has selected both. She's just going to do the MS-DOS thing first and then read Rat Queens. So.
Correct.
So she hasn't rejected Rat
Queens. No, there's no rejecting.
Now we've got Adam Hurst, who plays the cello, does world music with the cello. It's described as Eastern meets Western music. So cello music, very eclectic world music by Adam Hurst. And Adam Hurst is going up against Jack of All Trades, which was a television show featuring Bruce Campbell as an American sent to an island as a spy, and hilarity ensues.
Well, based on your introduction to all of this and talking maybe about the cellos and who might have picked that early on, since I didn't go with the girls on the last one, got to give Mel this one. We're going to go with the cello here.
Cellos and Alice Coopers are pretty much spoilers in this list. Yeah. We can try.
Yeah. I think that may be the only one, though. That's my only cello, I think, that made the final, I think.
I lacked your discipline. There's another Alice. There's a couple more Alice in there somewhere. So.
Well, then I'm glad we got the cello in. If that was its one shot, then I'm glad. Yeah.
Thank you. Give Adam Hurst a shot. He's awesome.
And this last one. And again, this is why the good news, Kate, is you get to enjoy both of these. And you're just saying which one you do first, because I think you're going to enjoy both of these. The last one in the bracket, Drunk History, which is celebrities. They get completely drunk and they try and tell historical stories about Star Spangled Banner and Betsy Ross, and they get increasingly drunk and usually throw up. Versus,
Comedy Central, right?
Yep, Comedy Central. Excellent show. Followed by going up against a vanilla ice cream root beer and Fireball whiskey float.
I saw that on the list, and that was good too. I'm going to have to go with the Drunken History.
We have just finished the Clegane bracket, first round of the Clegane bracket, and Kate, you were great. That was awesome.
Thank you, ma'am.
Now, we're going to go through Mike's section. If you'd like to stick around and poke at him during this, you're more than welcome to.
I will.
All right.
Mike.
Hey.
Kelly, what is my bracket? King of the North?
King of the North.
Mike is going to get to crown himself King of the North here with some very hard decisions. I'm going to tell you, I would have trouble making some of these decisions today.
I'm going to make these decisions like I make every life decision, drunk and not thinking about it.
Sometimes that's the best way. It's the easiest way, too.
It's the only way we're going to get it from Mike, too.
Our first verses here is we have the Belle Dame Apocrypha trilogy, which is a book by Cameron Hurley. It's a book series in which a female bounty hunter named Nyx, who doesn't have very many morals, basically kicks ass across a desert planet versus the website that will scream Vader's no at you. So which one?
See, this is tough. I'm going to first off have to say that I don't understand these brackets, like how this works at all.
So, it's random.
I have no idea how any of this
comes
works.
Comes as no surprise.
The closest that I came to sports was playing this old video game called NBA Jam, where the characters had like giant heads on little bodies. And then when I watched analog basketball, it just wasn't for me. So that turned me off of sports forever because they just have normal sized heads. Normal bodies. I'm going to have to go with the book series, though, just because kick-ass amoral women, it has to be done. It's how my grandma raised me.
No!
They each have their place. So our second choice here is another book series, which probably everyone has heard of by this point because there are a bunch of commercials for the movie made from the book going on right now, The Martian by Andy Weir, wherein an astronaut named Mark Watney gets stranded on Mars and has to use the power of duct tape to survive until he's rescued, versus a Facebook group about Laura Dale called Actually, Laura Dale is a Very Pleasant Person. Laura Dale is an actress in many sci-fi movies, which she plays a very unpleasant character, and This Facebook group is designed to convince someone at a movie theater, in a movie capacity, that she can play a pleasant person.
See, this is a tough one for me. I love duct tape. It's incredibly versatile, whether you're trying to fix something, make a wallet, or restrain somebody.
Yeah, figuring the restraint was big for it.
There are just so many practical uses for duct tape. However, isn't Matt Damon in that movie?
He is.
Facebook group.
Oh, your logic defies logic. Okay, so our third choice is between a game website and another book. The game website is humblebundle.com, a website where you pay what you want for bundles of not just games, books, all sorts of things, Android apps, things like that. Pay what you want. Some of the money goes to charity. Some of the money goes to the people that made the thing. Humblebundle.com versus A Load of Hooey by Bob Odenkirk, the man behind Saul. So he tells you the story of some enhanced quotes from historical figures. That is quite amusing because Bob Odenkirk is a funny man.
I'm going to have to go with Bob Odenkirk on this one. I don't know if you guys know, but I watch Better Call Saul.
I didn't know that.
No, it's surprising, but I enjoy that show, and you guys should definitely check it out. If I hadn't already chosen a recommendation, that would be my recommendation.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Kate, do you watch Better Call Saul?
Yes, love it.
Oh, well, you might have a new job.
Oh, good.
We'll talk to you. We'll talk.
Yes. Okay, let's move on to our next. We've got a movie called Bringing Up Baby, which has Katharine Hepburn, Cary Grant, a leopard, and a Jack Russell Terrier, versus a documentary called The Sheik, which is about the wrestler named The Iron Sheik, who needs no other introduction.
Gonna have to go with The Sheik on this one. Just because I'm more of a fan of higher brow entertainment, as I'm sure that would deliver.
It would, because his brow is definitely higher than Katharine Hepburn's. Let's move on to a music versus a website. Ludo's album, The Broken Bride. It is a rock opera about a man traveling back through time to save his wife from a car accident. Versus a website called pointlesssites.com, which gives you quick links to pointless websites on all sorts of different topics, animations, pictures, game and puzzles, sounds and music, all sorts of things.
I'm not really a music fan, and something that's like big and indulgent like a rock opera would definitely not be what I would be into if I were, so I'm going to have to go with the pointless websites.
All right. Our next one also has a music recommendation and sort of a service app. The app is called Boink, B-O-I-N-C. That stands for Berkeley Open Infrastructure for Network Computing.
Had me Boink, lost me at the meeting.
I knew I would have you at Boink.
You should have stopped at Boink.
I know. I thought about it, but it is distributed computing where they use, basically you sign up for the service, a bunch of people help solve scientific problems through the power of multitudes of computers to save money and server space, et cetera, and so forth, versus Warren Zevon's album, The Envoy, with a very, very, very good song called Hula Hula Boys. There's also a version of Wild Thing on there, too.
I'm going to have to go with Warren Zevon on this one because I love Hula Boys.
Yeah, we know.
The song.
We're familiar.
We've heard that, yeah.
And science has no place in life.
Even if it's called Boink?
Not my America.
So you should have talked about through the power of boinking, Mel.
I know. I'm not that clever, y'all. Sorry. Okay, so we've got two more sets here. The next one is a game app versus a movie. And this is a tough one for me personally, so we'll see what Mike has to say about it. The game is called A Dark Room. This is available through an app or on the web. It's a text-based survival game where you stoke a fire a lot and accumulate weapons and fight nameless creatures in the wild.
Is stoke a fire code for anything?
It could be. Use your imagination. It's a text-based game. You have to use your imagination. Versus a very, very entertaining movie named Suck, wherein a rock band reaches stardom by becoming vampires. And it might have something to do with Alice Cooper in there somewhere.
This one is really, really hard for me because I saw Suck and it's a great movie. I really, really enjoyed it. I love musicals, but I love, love, love text-based adventure games. And you said Stoke a Fire. I think we could be going somewhere weird with that, and I'm in. I'm taking that trip.
And I don't know how you could not pick Dark Room. It just seems
he kind of, you know, embodies a dark room, you know? So this next one is a tough one for me, too. We have a TV show versus another app. The TV show is The Fades, which was a 6-episode show that aired on BBC, basically about a teenage boy who starts seeing the spirits of the dead who are trying to take over the world that he lives in, and he's one of the very few people that can see them and try to stop them, versus an app called Workflowy, which is basically a list-based productivity app which allows all sorts of specialized functions. It syncs to the web. It's available on the web, and there's a number of apps on every platform for it.
I love apps, like, and especially stuff that will help me out, but I don't need someone else telling me I'm not productive enough. So I'm going to, and also I'm actually about to start watching The Fades, so I'm going to have to go with that one.
So that concludes the King of the North bracket. Awesome job.
Great job. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. So that's half of our bracket. Now we got to go through and trudge through it, and it just goes on and on and on. I'm starting to figure out that this is going to be a fairly lengthy episode when it's all said and done.
I'm sorry. Yes. Is that my fault?
No.
That's, I mean, there's really nothing you can edit out of mine. That was all gold.
You are pure gold, Mike. Oh.
Excellent.
You look great. Thank you.
Round 2.
Hey, so now we're in the second round. We're going to move into the King of the North round. Our good friend Gerald Webb is with us to do the selections for both the King of the North and Clegane brackets for the second round. Hey, Gerald, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing really well. Appreciate you joining Mel and I for this. It's fun.
You know, I'm just going to pick myself to be the King of the North because I need to be
up. You'd be a fine King of the North. Just stay away from weddings.
Yes.
Yes.
I would throw the wedding. I would be the host.
That could go badly.
That could be bad.
For the bride and the groom. All right. So we're just going to jump into round 2 of King in the North. Your first 2 picks is a book versus a group of like-minded individuals. The book is called, it's a book series called The Bell Dam Apocrypha Trilogy by Cameron Hurley. It features Nyx, a kick-ass bounty hunter who has very few morals, who sets out basically to save the world by saving herself. Okay. Versus a Facebook group that is called Actually Laura Dale is a Very Pleasant Person. This is a Facebook group that was made to support the actress Laura Dale, who has been in some amazing movies called Lake Placid versus Anaconda. She has a tendency to play unpleasant individuals. And so the purpose of this Facebook group is to remind the world that she actually is not the character that she plays. So which one do you want to support today?
Oh, man, you make it tricky because I love literature and the idea of a trilogy, and they could turn that into a lot. But I always want to support other actors. But I kind of feel like if everybody hates you as an actor because you play such evil characters, it means that they really like you because you do a good job of what you're supposed to do. So you shouldn't have to convince them to not hate you. You should actually relish in the fact that they hate your characters and that it transfers over to you. This is really tough. But I think what I'm going to do is, as a member of the Screen Actors Guild, I'm going to support a fellow actor, or actress in this case, and okay. I will support the Facebook group.
All right, Laura Dale. Okay, our second choices is another book versus a documentary. The book is A Load of Hooey by Bob Odenkirk. I really don't know that he needs much of an introduction to this crew, but Bob Odenkirk plays Saul on some amazing shows called Breaking Bad. And this is a book that he wrote that, among many other funny things, includes enhanced quotes from historical figures that may not be for a lot of some public hearing. So you'll just have to read them. The documentary is called The Sheik, and it is the story of the famous wrestler, the Iron Sheik. told through his perspective and the perspective of his friends and some people that brought him back from some very bad places.
This is hands down super easy for me. I have to go with the Iron Sheik documentary, because the Iron Sheik, when I was a kid, my favorite move to put on my little brother was the camel clutch. So I used to, you know, put his arms on my knees and grab his chin like this and put him in the camel clutch. And my good friend, director Fred Olin Ray, actually wrestled him years and years ago. And I'm actually about to start another. I just finished the movie with Fred, and I'm about to start another one with Fred. So I have like a half a degree of separation with the Sheik. So I got to support the Sheik on that one.
Cool.
Plus,
awesome.
you like to wear those pointy shoes, too, right?
Oh, yeah. You like it when I kick you with them.
They're soupy comfort.
So, Alicia, you need to check this Sheik documentary out, because it's...
Clearly.
Pretty, yeah. Also,
like right
she sounds
now.
A little skeptical.
Oh, okay. So, our next two is basically a website that is a portal to many, many, many other websites versus a music CD. The website is called pointlesssites.com. It is, like I said, a portal to a bunch of time-wasting, pointless websites all over the world, all over every genre you could possibly imagine.
So websites like GeraldWeb.com and SnarkAlex.com and, oh, my bad.
Probably. They're probably indexed in there, though we did check. NurtureAndSupport.net was not indexed yet, but I'm sure it's only a matter of time.
Gotcha. Well, I can't support anything that doesn't support you guys, so.
Okay. Well, our music CD is The Envoy by Warren Zevon, and it features the amazing song Hula Hula Boys, and there's also Wild Thing on there, which is a great pick.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the music CD. You know, I have a background as a DJ, so music is part of my soul, and I, again, can't support anything that doesn't support you guys. So what's the name of that site?
Pointless site.
Pointless site. See ya.
There are no losers here, Gerald.
They're all winners.
They're all winners.
So here is the last pick in round two of the King in the North bracket. It's a game app versus a TV series. The game app is A Dark Room, which is a text-based survival game. And this is available to play on the web or as an iOS or Android app. Basically, it's text-based, so it harkens back to the days of old before graphics started destroying our attention span. The TV series...
Video chat.
Yes, I know. The TV series is The Fades, which is a 6-episode series that was on BBC, basically about a teenage boy who wakes up one day and can see spirits, which are called fades, wandering around in the world, and they plan on taking over the world, and he's one of the only people that can see them to try to stop them.
I am going to go with the game/app. All for anything that slows us down a half a step. Plus, man, the UK's they're just importing every TV show from the UK, and we got plenty of creativity here in the US already.
Okay. All right.
America!
Yeah. So
in the North!
Yes, so that was King in the North. And now I believe Kelly is going to do the Clegane bracket.
I'm going to do the Clegane bracket. And we're going to start off right away with a music selection, which is Billion Dollar Babies by Alice Cooper, 1973, released in the Snakeskin Wallet, had No More Mr. Nice Guy, Generation Landslide, some of his best stuff. Against The Broken Empire, which is a trilogy, The Prince of Thorns, King of Thorns, and Emperor of Thorns. It's an anti-hero story. It's about someone's looking to avenge the death of his mother and his little brother, and the author describes it as a charming and dangerous and amoral boy grows up to be a charming, dangerous, amoral man. Broken Empire trilogy and Billion Dollar Babies.
All right, so first off, did you guys see how serious Alicia got when you started talking about Alice Cooper? She's like, oh, rock music. So
I didn't know if I got to play again. I thought maybe I got to play again. But I'm all done. I'm done. My part's done. It's fine.
So, well, you can help me in moments because you're a music I'm a little biased. I have to disclose that I'm biased on this one. I was very fortunate to work with Alice Cooper. So I would always have to go with Alice Cooper. Just so you know, he's a huge fan of sci-fi B movies. Huge fan of them. So he has watched many of my movies. So I have to go with him on this. Though the description of that book you put out was great. It was about an amoral boy who became an amoral man, which means nothing really happened. He just stayed the same.
He got better at it.
He killed a lot of people along the way.
Next up, Google Cardboard, which is some cardboard that you can put together and put your smartphone inside of it, and you get virtual reality on the cheap. So you can go ahead and kind of have your own little cheap VR virtual reality viewer, run the apps and kind of shoot zombies, fly over Google Maps, do all those kinds of things, and look kind of goofy doing it because you're holding a big piece of cardboard.
I got it. Ghetto Holodeck versus.
It would be so that would, I think that was their first choice for a name, but they went with Google Cardboard. and it is going up against A Trip to the Moon, released in 1905, considered the first science fiction movie ever. Tells a story of a trip to the moon where they launched their astronomers who are confused with astrologers out of a big cannon. And if you've ever seen the kind of old black and white footage of a moon face and this big bullet kind of goes into its side of it and it starts to drip down when they show old movie clips, that's from A Trip to the Moon.
I love it. So basically they say, get in this big cannon and we're going to shoot you to the moon. That's like almost as crazy as a Sharknado. I actually love it. But I think even the poorest of us should be able to go to the holodeck. So I'm going to go with Google Cardboard in that category. Think of all the poor kids that are going to get to go to use 3D, I'm sorry, virtual reality.
And you could maybe kind of style up the cardboard a little bit.
And it reminds me of the Viewmaster I grew up with.
Next up, we've got Harper's Island, which was a series that's available on Netflix. And it is a horror mystery series. It kind of starts off with the Tang line, one murder, 25 suspects, because they're on an island and there's a murder and there's limited suspects. But basically, every one of these episodes, there's 1 to 5 people killed. Lots of carnage throughout the whole thing. The titles of the episodes are kind of cleverly related to how different people pass away in the episode. So it's really a fun, exciting, scary kind of thing called Harper's Island.
Okay.
And Harper's Island. And then the second one's a website called archive.org. On archive.org, we're talking about here their MS-DOS section. So all the old MS-DOS games, the really beginning 8-bit games, you can go play those for free on archive.org.
I'm going to go with Harper's Island because Netflix is so cutting edge and the stuff they're putting out is just so amazing and they can hire me soon. and also, honestly, I recently went back and played some old games. I went to like this arcade they have in LA where they have all the old games. And I thought I was going to be there for like 5 hours loving these games. And like 30 minutes in, I'm like, all right, I've had enough.
Got it. Cool. And the last one of the Clegane bracket, Adam Hirst. Adam Hirst is a musician. He plays the cello, and he does the cello, but it's not your father's cello music. This is world music. So this is kind of Eastern meets Western music, really kind of rich, beautiful stuff played with the cello, but kind of a rich Eastern, Western-influenced music by Adam Hirst, played largely on the cello.
Okay.
Against, boy, these two really contrast. So you've got this versus Drunk History, which is a series that was on Comedy Central and Funny or Die, where a guy shows up and gets somebody completely drunk, and they try and tell historical stories about Betsy Ross or the Battle of Gettysburg. So Drunk History or
Adam Hirst. I'm going to go with Adam Hirst, and here's why. Any guy who plays the cello needs some friends, and I'll be your friend, Adam. There was some point in your life, but playing the cello wasn't the easiest thing to be doing in your life. So good for you for sticking with it, and I got your back.
So what you, if you really had his back, you would change your Twitter bio to anybody who plays the cello needs some friends.
That's what happens. But I'll change it when he really needs my help.
Cello was pretty.
Mr. Webb, you have completed the King of the North and the Clegane brackets.
All right.
So we appreciate your assistance.
Yes, thank you so much.
Round 3.
And now we're moving into the third round of the King in the North and the Clegane brackets. And to assist us with selections on this is Mel's good friend, Sean Schick, my ongoing opponent in Jerk Wars, although I have to admit, I don't know about Mel, if you've heard about this thing called Amazon Prime. Sean tuned me into it. He tuned me into it the other day. Mm-hmm. I just wish somebody had ever pointed out to me that there was some value to it.
I don't know.
Sean pointed it out, and boom, I'm an Amazon Prime guy now.
It's one of those things where you have to keep your friends close and your enemies closer, right? So.
Absolutely. Yeah, I sent Kelly a nice little evil laugh gif when he told me he joined Amazon Prime. Welcome to the collective.
One of us. One of us.
Oh.
It's pretty good. You should try it, Mo.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. That's amazing. I'm going to have to look that up.
We should recommend it or something.
I should.
Totally not an evil organization either.
No.
Totally not evil. 100% not evil.
They're all out for the good of humanity.
Yeah, free shipping is the soap that washes away all evil, is my official position.
2 days.
Totally, totally worth it.
So I'm lucky enough to live in an area where you occasionally get stuff on the same day, and it's absolutely amazing.
I have a warehouse not that far from me, and they deliver the same day?
If you started a tunnel, you could have things immediately.
I'm sure they all know where my house is. It's at that point. It's at that level. I'm just waiting for them to get the drones. I am right by an airport. They might have some problems with the drones by me.
I was going to say, I'm surprised they haven't identified you as like a beta tester for drone drop-off.
I think they should just put a landing pad right in my front yard and be fine. Drop-off point. Be
you
awesome.
Should just move into the warehouse.
You know, I thought about it, but you know, I'm really so close I can almost throw a rock at it, but you know, there's some trees in the creek in the way. But
hey. That's fair. Okay.
Yeah. All right. We are down to the king in the north bracket. We've only got two more choices to make, y'all. So, Sean, our first choice is a Facebook group entitled Actually Laura Dale is a Very Pleasant Person versus a documentary called The Chic. Laura Dale is an actress who has appeared in a number of our favorite B sci-fi movies, such as Lake Placid versus Anaconda and RoboShark, where she plays very unpleasant people who meet an untimely demise. So a Facebook group was started in order to show the world that Laura Dale is actually a very pleasant person and therefore can play a lead and possibly live to the end of a movie. So the documentary The Chic is about the wrestler, the Iron Sheik, and about how he, with the help of many people, overcame some trials and tribulations in his life to become the famous man we know of him today, and he's also on Twitter. So which would you choose?
That's tough, because I think, I mean, the Sheik, I love the fact that he overcame so much in his life to get his life back on track. However, I do have a thing for actors who die in every single movie. So I'm going to go with the first one because I have such a love of people who consistently die over and over and over again.
So this is awesome because we love all these recommendations we're sharing. You know, we picked some of our favorites of our recommendations, but Mel and I are frankly stunned of the success of Actually Laura Dale is a Very Nice Person, as it rockets through the bracket.
She might take this thing. I don't know.
She's it could happen.
All right. So our last choice in the King of the North bracket is Warren Zevon's The Envoy album versus a TV show called The Fades. The Envoy features a awesome song called Hula Hula Boys and features, I think, one of my favorite phrases we've ever uttered on Nurture and Support, and that's ukuleles and sadness. The Fades was a 6-episode show on BBC, which is about a post-apocalyptic ghost attack, essentially. A young boy wakes up one day and he can see ghosts, and they're trying to take over the world, and he's one of the only few people who can see them.
So I would say post-apocalyptic all the way.
I like you.
It goes for, so anything. I mean, if you would have said anything Fallout related, if you would have gone like old Stephen King books, it would have been post-apocalyptic all the way. Plus, is a really hard word to say. There's two words that I cannot say. One is post-apocalyptic, and the other is an Arnold Palmer drink. Can't say it. Takes me a half hour to say it.
I understand. Awesome.
Just put vodka in it and you've got a John Daly. That's easier to say.
You know, it's true, unless I have more than one or two of them.
Then go back to trying to say Arnold Palmer. Yeah. And then fall down.
Give me the fat golfer, man. Give me the fat golfer. All right. Cool. Well, so now we move into the Clegane bracket. Two picks remaining here. First one is a post-apocalyptic album by Alice Cooper. No. First one is an album by Alice Cooper, Billion Dollar Babies, versus Google Cardboard. Alice Cooper, Billion Dollar Babies, Snakeskin Wallet, No More Mr. Nice Guy, a song about evil dentistry called Unfinished Suite, versus Google Cardboard, which, Sean, I know you have more than a passing familiarity with, but virtual reality on the cheap, use your phone, works really great. You look a little goofy, but it works really well.
So I will say that Alice Cooper looks like he survived a few apocalypses, but I was at Google I.O. when they handed out the Google Cardboard, and so Google I.O. is known for handing out devices, like these several hundred dollars of devices, and so I show up, and they hand out cardboard, and I'm like, well, this is amazing. I expected a nice phone, a nice tablet, and instead I got a big cardboard envelope, but once I actually assembled it, put it together, it was really, really cool. My kids love it. Even my wife got to play with it for a little while, so I'm going with cardboard.
We're going to ask you to leave now, too.
I was going to say, you were very quiet after I insulted Alice Cooper there. So
sacrilege.
So I think we're going to redo this whole bracket. We're going to find someone else because this is
look behind Kelly. There's no wrong answers. Alice is scowling at you right now if you look behind
Kelly.
He is.
I can literally see his haunting eyes at you. Right behind Kelly right now.
Alice knows you've done wrong.
Ah, well. No. Again, no wrong answers. Although that one kind of felt like one, but there are no wrong answers. So, so the final pick for Sean in this bracket is Harper's Island television series versus a musician, Adam Hurst. Harper's Island, a one-season run series, intentionally tells it's basically an ongoing murder mystery on an island through all the episodes. You are treated to 1 to 5 murders per episode, and every episode title gleefully recalls in a clever way one of the ways people go away. So it's a murder mystery with a limited number of suspects because there's only so many people on the island. Very cool, very fun, and clever. Versus Adam Hurst. Adam Hurst is a musician. He plays the cello. He does a mixture of both Eastern and Western influenced music. From there, really beautiful stuff, really creative, good, easy, good, enjoyable listening for you. So Adam Hurst or Harper's Island?
I feel like the murder mystery has been a little overdone. I'm pretty sure even Family Guy kind of had an episode with portraying some murder mysteries on an island. So I'm going to go with the cello.
He dissed Alice and picked the cello.
I know. I'm looking ahead here, and we may see, because I'm a little surprised cellos have made it this far, you know, to be honest with you. If we get Laura Dale versus cellos at some point, I don't know.
It's wide open, folks. It's wide open.
That's what causes the apocalypse.
Yes.
Vegas just doesn't know what to do right now.
Odds makers, it's pick 'em from here on out.
Be sure to tune in next week for the Dorn and Bravos brackets, and we select the winner of Recommendation Madness.
You can contact us on our website, nurtureandsupport.net, or email us at nurtandsup@gmail.com. That's nurtandsupp@gmail.com, or tweet us at nurtandsup on Twitter. You can also catch Nurture and Support on YouTube. Just search Nurture and Support or Kelly Tool.
Nurturing and supporting.
Oh.